Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, the latest on Cody Rhodes. Is it a work? Are AEW pissed off? Who the hell knows?
I also bring you an update on Cody Rhodes' status as an EVP within AEW.
We have the latest confirmed entrance for the Royal Rumble.
And an AEW original provides us an update on his contract status. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Cody Rhodes. You know what happened by now, right? You know what happened. Andrew Pollard jumped on the channel recently to unpack the story that broke yesterday from Fightful Select. Sean Ross Sapp, Cody Rhodes, AEW contract expiring in late 2021, working without a contract since then, free agent technically. That was the original story. That was the crux of it. Got an update on here from old Shagger Dave, bringing that one back for 2022. Dave Meltzer kind of jotted down what he's learned about the situation on the Figure 4 Online / Wrestling Observer message board.
Yep, that's still a thing apparently.
I'm sure he'll talk about this on Wrestling Observer Radio later on in the day, but it's not out at the time of recording. Either way, I digress. Basically, Dave's being ghosted. Dave swiped right on his Tinder app for AEW and they did not reply to him. He's reached out to sources within the company apparently, and nobody's communicating with him on the matter, which according to him, you know, in his eyes means one of two things. Number one, it's true, Cody's a free agent and everyone's pissed. Number two, it's a work and they don't want to lie to him. They don't want to make some stuff up. Now, one person that Dave did speak to, a high-ranking AEW official, told him that while they don't know for certain, they believe the situation could be a publicity stunt. That was the only person in the entire company who was willing to speak with him on the matter. So it's clear that this is something that the sources don't want to really say anything about whatsoever. Now, you know, this is a kind of a fun situation,
yeah,
right? It's one of those stories that has so many onion layers to it and so many possibilities. I think as soon as this broke, a lot of people immediately went, Royal Rumble? Question mark.
Get Stardust in there.
Yeah, we need the Cosmic Wasteland back in 2022. But also, you bring up things like he's the TNT champion. He's got Rhodes to the top. Well, you're going to talk about his EVP status in a little bit. But yeah, and there's all kinds of stuff flying around at the moment. I have no idea what to believe. I'm just enjoying the ride.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on. It's fair to say yesterday when Sean Ross Sapp was teasing this story, there was a lot of speculation in the What Culture office about what this could be. And not one of us suggested this story. And even when it broke, we were like, what? What is going on? I have no idea. Now, obviously, if you give me those two options you gave me earlier, I'm going to lean towards it's a work because he is the gimmick. But also, it probably is a work, if I'm perfectly honest. But let me provide you an update on Cody Rhodes' EVP status. Because EVP Cody Rhodes' position, they were told the following Fightful, no crap, just Sapp, Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select. In an update to the original report, he is a free agent with no contract with AEW at the moment. Which is bonkers to think that. But I don't know, is it more of a just sort of handshake deal? Who knows? Look, obviously, we know about previously the positions of like Cody Rhodes, Bucks, Omega, sort of underneath Tony Khan. There was a bit of a reshuffle, but they weren't stripped of EVP status. They were maybe just, you know, the power structure was maybe slightly changed to all go through Tony Khan, which I think to a certain extent is a good idea.
Yeah, positives and negatives.
But I just don't know what to think here.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it? There are so many scenarios. There is the classic of the modern wrestling landscape is, of course, playing various parties against each other and going, hey, I'm a free agent now, and WWE have offered me this massive mm-hmm. bag of cash. What are you going to offer me? That's a possible scenario here. Another one is that, look, Cody had to rush away from the 5th of January show after he'd gotten his flight or after he'd gone to get his flight due to a medical emergency mm-hmm. in his family, a COVID situation, not him testing positive, but a family member. Maybe he just physically hasn't been able to sign something. Who knows? Maybe it's a giant work and it'll end up as a storyline.
He's a bit of a scamp, isn't he? Like, credit to
him.
He's
a rascal.
He knows how to make people talk about him. Like, when he wasn't TNT champion and everyone was like, why doesn't he realise he's actually a heel now? It's like, yeah, I think that's kind of part of the whole gimmick. Oh, which tool do I go down, etc., etc. But, yeah, very interesting to see how this develops. Very interesting to see what they do on Dynamite this week. He's set to return, isn't he?
Yeah, I tell you what. If this does turn out to be a publicity stunt, which is the phrasing used by Meltzer here, I'm not showing up for that appearance, brother. I'm getting more people talking. If this is a whole planted thing, and I'm not saying for certain it is, because like we don't know for sure, so please don't misquote me or anything like that. But if it does turn out to be just an elaborate ruse, yeah, there's no chance I'm showing up tonight. And then the story on Thursday morning that dopes like us are going to talk about in a video on YouTube is going to be, oh, Cody wasn't on Dynamite. He must be. It's fun. Chaos is fun.
One piece of advice for Cody, if he is going to do something like that, take your Twitter account back off the, I don't know who's running it
the
now.
The community outreach. That'd be cruel.
Take it back for one tweet and just tweet, hey, Colt Cabana, how you doing?
Oh, CM Cody. Here we go.
Hey, right, let's move on.
It's all kicking off. Royal. Speaking of people who will be in the Royal Rumble, for sure. Right, so there were a trio of new entrants announced on Raw last night. On the men's side, we have Kevin Owens, had an in-ring segment with his best friend, Seth the Chef, freaking the Rollins guy. Drip. Something about dripping.
Drip God.
That's a thing. Kevin Owens is in the Rumble. He said to Seth Rollins, hey, if you win the Universal title, me and you are going to have the best WrestleMania main event of all time. So they've got good chemistry, these guys. I like them together, but they're probably going to feud at some point in the future. Right?
Yeah.
It's cool. It's
probably
fun.
At WrestleMania again, because they had a mint time of that, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I like this stuff. It's good. Kevin Owens jumped off a big tall thing.
Yeah, no need to do that again, Kevin.
Yeah, especially if there's no fans there, which, God forbid, that doesn't happen again.
Oh, but please no.
Two additions to the women's match as well, Bianca Belair and Liv Morgan. This was announced in an in-ring segment with Becky Lynch and Doudrop. Sorry, you do the voice.
Doudrop. Thought she was going to change her name last night.
Back to Piper
Niven. Proper name. Right. And then they went bollocks to that.
Yeah, didn't fancy it, did they?
Nah.
Didn't fancy it. So those are two additions. At the moment, we have 15 free spots in the men's match and 9 free spots in the women's match. Pretty good.
Yeah, I don't need to, maybe a few more men, but I certainly don't need to know any more women. The beauty of the Royal Rumble is the surprises. And granted, previously they would cherry pick from NXT, and that's probably not going to happen as much this year. But I like on the night, you know, getting to say halfway through and going, oh my God, we only know like half of the remaining contestants.
Yeah.
So yeah, I maybe a few more men confirmed for it. The usual sort of suspects, I suspect. But yeah, I think that's what I'd like to see.
Yeah.
Just leave it at that and then leave it the surprises on the night, because it's one of the best nights of the year, in my opinion, the Royal Rumble.
I agree.
So excited. Less than 2 weeks now.
Less than two
and
weeks. And on a Saturday.
Oh,
I
yes,
I have to
please.
Go to bed. It's good. Don't have to get up for work at 2 hours after it ends.
Right, let's give you a bit of an update on AEW original Peter Avalon. A lot of speculation swirling around him recently. And he provided an announcement. He sort of teased a significant career announcement on Monday. And he did so yesterday, coming through with a schedule opening up his schedule, I should say, for all independent dates and appearances. He tweeted, announcement, my career status, LFG, let's flipping go. The patriarch of the wingmen, the librarian, professional producer, Pretty Peter Avalon is available for all independent dates and appearances. Book the AEW original, Dynamite since day one, PPA all day, any time, any place. I will say, Lever Bates followed this up when people started speculating about him being done with AEW that, no, he's still contracted to AEW. He's just accepting indie dates.
Yeah, doing some indie dates. That is the freedom of being in AEW allows for the majority of people. Or maybe everyone. Maybe everyone just doesn't take up on the offer. Who the hell knows? Whatever, whatever. Last week, we spoke about Peter Avalon's contract. Fightful came through with a report stating that in mid-December, they learned that his contract would be expiring sometime within the next few weeks at the time of reporting. Mm-hmm. But he was then confirmed for the dark tapings on the 15th of January. No word on whether or not it is still expiring or if he signed a new deal. But Leva Bates' words there would suggest he's sticking around.
Yeah.
I think he's good in his role. It's the role of an enhancement talent. Absolutely. But jobbers are good and important.
Absolutely.
And every promotion needs some, so cool.
Indeed. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Pranav, who says, morning, gents. Do you think there's any possibility of Johnny Gargano being a surprise at the Rumble and maybe winning and then beating Reigns? He's a great babyface, but I don't know if they'd pull the trigger on him that fast. Thoughts?
I don't think Vince McMahon would pull the trigger on Johnny Gargano at all, brother. For better or worse,
worse,
yeah. I don't think Vince McMahon's looking at that guy and seeing the Ultimate Warrior, or is he? Or Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar, to give you a more current example. He just doesn't fit the mold of what Vince sees as a top-level guy and someone who's going to come through and beat Roman Reigns. That's not to discredit his talent. Johnny Gargano is excellent at what he does. I just don't think he fits the Vince blueprint, which is not a great blueprint a lot of the time.
Quite a green print a lot of the time.
Yeah. There you go. But I do think there's a good chance he'll be in the Rumble.
Yes.
I know he said he wants to take time off and Candice is giving birth in February and I'm sure he will continue to take some time off. But I wouldn't be at all surprised if he ended up in WWE again and the Rumble would be a good vehicle to do that.
Yeah, I agree. I think one out of three ain't bad, Pranav. He ain't winning the Rumble. He certainly is not going on to defeat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. But I'd like to see him in the Rumble. Yes, obviously, as you said, Candice LeRae is due to give birth, what, next month?
Yeah.
An appearance in the Rumble, maybe a couple of eliminations before getting chucked out by, let's just say, Kevin Owens, because that could be something you eventually go back and run back if you want to do something like that. I'd like to see that. I think that could very well happen. But, yeah, I think even Pranav in the questions, like, he's good. We all know he's great.
Yeah.
But
that's what it is.
Look at him. Look at Roman.
Yeah, he's not 6'5" and 270 pounds.
Yes,
is he? That's
exactly
the problem with Vince's.
Second question today comes from Matt Rains, regular contributor, fan of the channel, best friend of Michael Cedric, mortal enemy of Michael Hanfler,
like
of course.
That part.
Matt says, good morning, guys. Great podcast on Thursday about AEW.
Thank you.
Let's say divisive podcast.
Yeah, Twitter might not agree so much,
yeah,
but thank you.
That's what Twitter's about, isn't it? You're not allowed to have subjective views. A great podcast on Thursday about AEW. We were WWE shills right up until the moment I became an AEW shill on Friday night because I tweeted something slightly negative about SmackDown.
Some people call you the same in the both of them in the same tweet.
Incredible.
It's great.
Either way, still a virgin. What do you think personally needs to be the biggest change to the promotion to right this ship? Have a great day, brothers.
Ah, man. Generally, more focus.
Yes.
If you look at last week's show, and if you include backstage segments, in-ring segments, matches, and whatever, any kind of content, there was a total of 18 interruptions. You know, be it interferences or distractions or whatever, it affected 3 out of the 5 matches, almost every backstage segment. You know, when you're doing the same thing over and over and over again, people become tired of it, people become weary, it becomes predictable, the show becomes less fun to watch. And that's been the problem, I think, with Dynamite over the past few weeks.
Yeah.
Even if you look, like, for repetition in the first couple of matches, both of them were about a big lad softening up a smaller lad for another lad. It's like, it needs a little bit more focus to ensure that the same thing isn't happening over and over and over again. Episodic weekly TV is difficult. You need ways to prolong stories without delivering the exact outcome of that story and just burning the whole thing. But they need to find a balance, and that's where I stand with it.
And also, people who are, you know, having a go at us, I find it's free country, you can do what you like. But I think they need to realise we're not trying to say throw the baby out with the bathwater. We're just trying to say here's the change you need to make. And we are so hypercritical of AEW because we wanted to succeed and we know WWE is sort of stuck in a funk and there's a lot of endemic issues, is that the right word? But like deep-rooted issues within WWE, whereas AEW is still kind of new and you're like, oh, we're before anything proper gets deep roots. So you're like, oh, don't stop doing that. Yeah. So that's the only reason why we said what we said.
Constructive criticism is to be welcomed. Why are people so upset exactly. about it these days? I don't know.
Yeah, I completely agree with everything you said. And less Chris Jericho. Come on, if you search your feelings, you know it's true. Final tweet today comes from Ryan Ahard, who says, if you had the opportunity to make a piece of merch for a wrestler, who would you pick/make? I think we need a Wardlow body pillow. Great suggestion that, Ryan.
Probably some kind of knife.
What?
Probably just some kind of knife. Maybe Jay White, he's got knives, so he could have this.
Your mate?
The butcher, yeah. Could have a cleaver.
Sorry about it, every time I die.
That's worst news of all time. Yeah. But like... yeah, you could have a cleaver for kids who want to make their own steaks out of a cow.
All right, we'll stick with the kids' toys theme.
Plastic one, obviously. Not a real one.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Just play knives for the children, is it, Andy? Good. I'm going to suggest someone who often just gets merch about, like, look at this knobhead, eh? Right, give him something nice. His name's Titus O'Neil. He's the leader of, formerly was the leader of, Titus Worldwide! So have a globe so he can teach children where all the countries are in the world, because I think people, especially Americans, could sometimes do with a helping hand with that one.
Well, where does the knife come into this? You haven't unpacked what the knife has to.
Yeah, let's move on.
Fred Elliott.
No. Let's move on to today's
ad
finally. It's very rare that I sit here and say, let's really encourage people to watch NXT 2.0 tonight. I get it. Some people...
it's a hard sell.
The moment it changed, it became, you know, not essential viewing, I mean, it's fair to say. But honestly, watch it tonight because it's going to be bonkers.
Stabbing is occurring.
You're probably going to get Braun Breaker. You're going to get Von Wagner and his heart, who paid his mystery fine. You've got bloody Tony D'Angelo, okay? He's having a funeral, apparently, Michael Sidgwick told me. And out of nowhere, WWE NXT on Twitter last night just tweeted, breaking news, tomorrow night on NXT, it's going to be Roderick Strong versus Walter. What's going on?
Yeah, so this follows up from like a tiny little social media clip that was doing the rounds, I think, yesterday or on Sunday.
Mm.
And they just fast-forwarded straight to the match. Hey, look, I'm cool with it. It's a great pairing. This show will be wacky and weird. That Tony D'Angelo segment, I'm sure, is going to end with some federal agent interrupting and being a new gimmick. That's how every episode of The Sopranos that has a funeral in it goes. So, hey, that's what's going to happen. Maybe Feach will show up and go, what are you doing? I don't know. It's weird. I've got a knife.
I've actually got a great pitch, and spoilers for the NXT preview. What if Tony D'Angelo opens up the coffin, Wendy Chu's asleep in it?
Hey, there you go.
That's actually a genuinely good bit of booking. Also, you could also open up and Taker's in there.
Yeah.
Let's get him on NXT 2.0.
The dream match, Tony D'Angelo versus The Undertaker.
Mr. Worldwide, Big Bull himself.
Maybe he can become a free agent and face All Elite Scooby-Doo. There we go. Remember that one?
Yeah, I remember
We
that
did
one.
A news video about that. Why?
Because it was the most insane thing that happened back then.
I was back in the day when we were doing like 8 stories a day.
Yeah.
Video was like...
those were the days. Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Daily Boys sitting down to review Monday Night Raw and looking ahead to a crazy episode of NXT 2.0 later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Oh, actually, there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hatchet. That's an axe.
Yeah.
It's not a real knife either, so there you go.
Indeed. I'm worried about you. Follow me at Adam Wolf. Follow us all at WWE.
Golden axe.
My thanks, Danny Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Stop it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.